Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us today is Christian Science practitioner and teacher, John Tyler. He's from Washington, D.C.
I don't know about you, but recently I've been hearing a lot from different sources about the need for more love in the world. The depth and breadth of divisions in our societies, social, political, other divisions, has become more apparent and alarming. The increasing awareness of these divisions has spurred some of our leaders, and many of us, to turn to the one power that can bring healing, love. Turning to love, even as a last resort, I think is wonderful. Though a wonderful first step, it doesn't go far enough. Wouldn't it be even more effective if we could take this to an even higher level, where love is supreme? As a Christian Scientist, I'm in the habit of seeking in prayer, not only to understand that love, another name for God, is powerful, but that love is all-powerful, literally omnipotent. If that all is really all, then it's so all, there is no other power. It's exclusive in the sense that it excludes any other power. Today, let's take a look at how radical this form of prayer really is. It seeks to understand the genuine omnipotence of divine love. This prayer posits that there is no divide so deep that it is not bridgeable. No conflict so severe it doesn't have a solution. No personality so antagonistic it can't be softened. No disease so virulent it can't be healed. When we have this perspective and expectation, the activity of divine love will become a reality in our life. It's our choice. We can gain that perspective, appreciating the genuine allness of love today.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.